Ghana is today honoring its veterans for the role they played in the country's independence struggle. The ceremony is held annually, where the 1948 Osu Crossroad shooting incident is replayed to create a better understanding of the events for the younger generation. But as we celebrate the veterans yearly, have we considered what will happen when the last veteran dies? Linda Goji looks at what can be done to ensure that the ceremony does not lose its essence.
Exactly 64 years ago, a number of unarmed members of the ex-service men's union embarked on a peaceful march from central Accra to the Osu Castle, the seat of government referred to then as the Christiansborg Castle, to present a petition to the governor of the then Gold Coast. They were intercepted at the crossroads by a contingent of armed colonial policemen led by Superintendent Emery, a British officer. Three of the ex-servicemen were shot dead when they failed to stop as ordered by the British officer. They were Sergeant Ajete, Corporal Atipu, and Private Odati Lamte. These veterans were demonstrating against the colonial administration's failure to fulfill the promises made to them when they were forcefully taken to fight in the First and Second World Wars. They were promised jobs and bonuses. Also, they were promised training and loans for those who were into farming, but all these did not materialize. These treatments necessitated the formation of the Veterans Association of Ghana, VAC. Its formation is to cater for the welfare, provide legal aid, and foster spirit of comradeship among ex-servicemen. Captain Victor Ansah of the association tells more about the formation.
The Veterans Association started from World War I when the troops came and they were demobilized. And the British set up the Ghana Legion as a body which was set up to look after the interests of those who have gone to fight and come. But they were not listening to them. They were not getting jobs. They had gone to war and come. Some of them were maimed. Some of them, their eyes had been taken away. Legs had been amputated. And the help was not coming through the Ghana Legion. So a few of them got together and formed a rival group. It was this rival group which pressurized the colonial administration and therefore marched to the castle.
Talking about the Veteran Association of Ghana, one cannot leave out the Legion Village, which housed and continued to house some veterans of the Second World War. There are 12 veterans at the village at Amasaman. The oldest is about 98 years and the youngest is in the late 80s. According to Captain Ansah, one of the major problems facing these veterans is loneliness due to their inability to trace their families after the war.
Those who took part in the First World War, they are dead. Second World War, some are 98, 89, some are even in the 90s. So there are very few of them. And therefore, those who are even Gold Coast soldiers, who are maimed, are also admitted there.
The problem they face is those who belong to the Second World War. You'll be surprised to learn that some cannot even trace their families. They can't.
As the country honors these veterans and their colleagues yearly on this day, the vital question that should be asked is whether the celebration is just enough to honor them. Can it sustain the significance of their contributions towards the attainment of independence? Colonel Imbawuni Atintande is with the Ghana Armed Forces.
We in the armed forces over the years have done all that we can to help the veterans, you know, to come to terms with the challenges they face. I may not say that it is not enough, but I think that at least it is better for us to remember than not to do so. These by themselves are not enough. Well, it is not just enough for you to recognize that, yes, they have done this. What is needed to go further to be able to provide for them such that they will be confident and satisfied that, yes, they did not die in vain. In other places, there is a lot that is being done. But unfortunately, I beg to say, in this country, I think the public is not on board. And this year, we expect to be able to do so. So I believe that beyond the celebrations, we should also be able to write at least some small books that will tell the history in a good perspective. At least this would let it last, and people will have the opportunity to learn what happened and then be able to at least emulate the examples of the nationalistic and patriotic examples of these three events.
Some Ghanaians think that more needs to be added to the celebration, else it will lose its essence.
They've done a lot for the country. They need to be hired so that the young ones will also do something to help the nation. You go about and ask people who are the veterans and what do you understand by Veterans Day. They don't know the hype is not enough. People don't know anything. The young ones are losing what we have. We don't know.
I don't think it's enough. I think that a lot can be done too. It's a sacrifice, and I believe that we can do much better. Events like this is always held to honor them. I believe that we can lift it to another level. Remembering them is one thing, and also doing something for them is another thing. We, out of their effort, they also pay the price. And Ghana is enjoying this enviable democracy that we have now. So I believe that it is good. We need to add more to it.
I'm of the view that it's not enough what they do. But I would rather, if it's possible, they educate the public so that the younger generations that are coming will get to know of what really happened before we are having this kind of occasion or festival to honor those who were part of it.
There is a popular saying that a nation that does not honor its heroes is not worth dying for. The statement is very relevant today, which marks 64 years of the Christiansburg Crossroads shooting and the celebration to honor these gallant men whose contribution led to the attainment of the country's independence. With this, they should not just be honored in one day, but more is required, especially education, to ensure that the younger generation do not lose the significance of these veterans.
Linda Gugi found that report.